God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Matthew. If you've been with us on these Friday nights for the last several weeks, then you know that we have been teaching and ministering on the subject of healing. And we've been getting good results, too. Good testimonies. You know, people being snake bit and not dying, that's like the book of Acts, isn't it? And we've got children receiving their healing and adults, and it's the will of God. I mean, a big part of Jesus' ministry was healing, wasn't it? If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, big part of his ministry was ministering to the sick and to the oppressed. And how many believe he has not changed? If that was his will then he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we've been taking one by one the individual accounts of healing in the four gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'll find there's only about 19 individual accounts. Now, there's a lot more people than that got healed. Sometimes it says multitudes were healed. But there's only about 19 where we're told what was wrong with the person, how they came to Jesus, what they said and did, what Jesus said and did, how they received their healing, how he ministered to them. And Jesus is the same today. I mean, what worked for them then will work for you now. Yes. So we've entitled this series, Receiving and Ministering Healing, because we're looking at both sides of this. And I'm glad for the people that have been here. And if you know somebody that's interested in being involved in the church, in the area of healing, and they haven't been coming, then you need to tell them to stir up and get here, because when we start developing our teams for healing, that's one of the first things we're going to want to know, were you here? Because we're going over in detail how to minister to people, right? And so we're glad you're here for that. And people are both learning to minister healing and learning to receive. So we've been over, I guess, how many now? Eight? I think it's eight. We talked about, I'll just go over them real briefly with you. We talked about the healing of the leper. You remember that? Now, if you weren't here, tapes are available of all these, and it might help you to get them. Secondly, we talked about the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Remember how she got healed? Number three, the man that was paralyzed that the four people brought and tore off the roof and got him into Jesus. He was healed. Number four, the nobleman's son who was healed. Number five, the man with the withered hand. Can God heal withered hands? Yes, he can. And number six, the centurion servant who was healed. And number seven, Jairus' daughter was healed. Number eight, last week, the woman with the issue of blood. After hemorrhaging for 12 long years, spent all she had, suffered many things of many physicians. Luke said she couldn't be healed by any doctor. Nothing bettered, rather grew worse, yet in one touch. Hallelujah. She touched the hem of his garment, power flowed into her, and that hemorrhage stopped. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. How many believe if her faith would make her whole, your faith and my faith would make us whole? Well, let's go on tonight to number 9 in Matthew 9. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and it's only recorded here in Matthew 9. We find the healing of the two blind men. Matthew 9. Are you ready? Anybody ready besides me? Man, I like to talk. I'd rather talk about faith and healing than eat when I'm hungry. And I like to eat when I'm hungry. How about you? Do you like faith? Well, of course, I've done this a large part of my life. I mean, I've probably ministered more on this subject than any other for years and years and years. That's what I did from early to late, sometimes two or three times a day. And I tell you, you couldn't beat it out of me with a ball bat. If you come and say, well, now, brother, I just don't believe God heals today. Well, you never get me to agree with you. I've seen too much. Amen. Well, now, brother, I just don't believe it's God's will to heal all. Well, you never get me to agree with you. Because I have seen too many people healed and know a little bit about how it works. Amen. And it's not haphazard and it's not nobody knows. There are principles in the Word of God. And if you do what He told you to do, how many know He will do what He said He would do?
Amen.
Amen. Well, here in Matthew 9, we read about the healing of the two blind men. And we start down here about verse 27. Now, before we read, let me pray and let's release our faith. You didn't just come here to play church tonight, did you? No, you're serious about this, right? I mean, why come to church just to mess around? Let's get the job done. Amen. If folk are lost, let's get them saved. If folk are powerless, let's get them filled. If people are oppressed, let's get them set free. If they're depressed, let's get them full of joy. If they're sick, let's get them healed. If our God's as big as we say He is, then there ought to be people getting fixed. Amen? Say it out loud. I believe God answers prayer today. I believe God still does miracles. He can do anything. And I believe He will. Let's pray and then we'll read this. Lord, we honor You tonight in this place and we believe You are the healer. And You know anybody in this place that's hurting or has problems, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, financial, and we proclaim You are the answer to all their problems. You are the solution. You are the healer. We invite You in this place tonight and say, Lord, move among the people by Your Spirit. Move among us and manifest Your presence and Your healing and change bodies and minds and spirits and do it in such a way that You'd be the most seen and exalted and get all the glory to Yourself. Open everybody's eyes to see and everybody's hearts to receive, and we'll not be hearers only, but we'll act on Your Word and be doers of the Word. We know as we do, we will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 9. 27. Are you ready? 9:27. When Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed Him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was come into the house, the blind men came to Him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? You know, Jesus was always asking people what they believed.
Yeah.
Wasn't He?
Yeah.
Wasn't He?
Yeah.
You remember on another occasion, He turned to His disciples. He said, Who are people saying that I am? Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And they said, Well, some people are saying that You are Elijah. And some people are saying that You're that prophet that should come. And some people are saying You're John the Baptist, risen from the dead. And what did He say then? He said, what do you say? In other words, what? What do you believe about it? You know, it's not enough to say, well, our church believes. Our denomination believes. Well, mama always believed. In the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted by the enemy, what did He say? Did He say, well, Rabbi so-and-so teaches. We at the synagogue hold this position. No, it is written. Did He know what He believed? Was it based on the Word of God? You know, people believe all kind of stuff based on nothing. Do you know that? Well, now I just believe so and so and so. If you asked them why you believe that? Well, I just always have. That's just what does that mean? Nothing. You understand? And people will get miffed about, well, now, I've got a right to believe what I want to, just like you got. No, brother, you don't have a right to believe anything you want to believe. If you're a Christian, I don't have a right to believe just anything I want to believe. How many understand? This is our guide. Yes. Amen. The Word of God, our believing is to be based solidly on this. Anything else is just somebody's opinion. And I don't care who they are. Might be good people, but don't build your faith on somebody, anybody's opinion.
Amen.
Or experience.
Amen.
Nothing is solid enough and true enough and sure enough to build your faith for life on except this. Heaven and earth will pass away, but this is going to stand. This will get you through the rough things. Amen. The rough places in life. You must know what you believe ahead of time. I know of a guy I grew up with. He and I wound up, we'd have never thought it. When we were ripping around the country being boys, we'd have never thought it. But he and I both wound up in school for ministry.
Hallelujah.
It shocked both of us. It really did. I mean, if you'd have known us, I had no intention of being a preacher. None.
Amen.
None. But God knew.
Yeah.
And this running buddy of mine, same thing with him. And eventually we wound up in different schools. But he and I were discussing something one time, because he was getting actually a higher degree than I was in my education, and I wanted to see if I'd missing out on some things. And I said, well, you know, what about such and such subject? And he said, well, now he's probably changed some on this since then, but at this particular time, this several years ago, he said, well, he said, Dr. So-and-so, in his book on such and such, he holds this position. But before he could get there, he said, but other Dr. So-and-so in his book on such and such holds this. And it was a completely different belief. And he said, but on another third Dr. So-and-so, he gave me about five Dr. So-and-sos and about five different opinions about what this was. And I said, well, what do you believe about it? He said, well, Dr. So-and-so has some merit in his position, but other Dr. So-and-so has some merit, but other. And I thought, buddy, I hope you don't have to stand in this area anytime soon, because you don't know what you believe. Right? And it's no good in the wilderness when you're under the gun or when you're dealing with temptation and you say, well, mama always said, or in our denomination, we believe that that's not going to cut it. You got to be able to stand there and say, it is written.
Amen.
Amen. And you know it's written. And you're fully persuaded. That's the people that'll stand.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Two Blind Men, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R808. That's R808, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.